views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything's EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
Hello, you're listening to Everything EHC. This is Maceo, your host, with the final interviews going on here in OJ Radio Room at Enchanted Hills Camp. I have two fantastic guests in here in the radio room, all the way from Pennsylvania. I would like you to please introduce yourself, sir.
Hey, this is Bill McCann here. I've been directing the Music Academy here. This is year number four.
Year number four.
Wrapping it up. It's just great to be here, and I'm here with my daughter, Bridget.
Bridget, tell us, I'm going to ask Bridget a couple questions. Bridget, this is your second year coming to Music Academy, correct?
Yes.
And what do you do here when you come? What's kind of your capacity here?
Well, this year I helped a lot with the choral music, organizing it, making sure that the campers, like, you know, had all the music with them. I helped them sing in the choir this year, which was fun. I also did that last year. Nice. I definitely enjoyed that.
I would ask you now, you know, you're a helper, you're here helping out with everything, but this show is about Enchanted Hills Camp, and I'm interested in getting to the nitty-gritty of how you feel on a personal level about coming here to camp and what your experience is.
Okay. On a personal level, I love it here and I never want to leave because it's like amazing. And it honestly just gives me some time to like reflect on my own life, I guess. And you know, it definitely gives me better perspective on like the people out here and like what their struggles are. And it's like a really good exercise, I think, to like be more aware of your blessings. And like here I just feel so blessed.
Beautiful.
All the time.
Beautiful. Excellent statements. And I'd like to add that you're the middle of three sisters that come, correct?
Yes.
And we'd like to do a shout out to your other sisters, who are
Teresa, she's older, and Kate, she's younger.
Yes, and you all come and help in various capacities. Very helpful, delightful ladies to be around. We appreciate you coming.
Thank
you. Very excited to hear that you were coming back this year. Hope you can come again and join us. Thank you for sharing very much so your perspective on Enchanted Hills Camp and what you do here. Now, I'm going to talk to the man himself.
Thank you.
Sir, no, thank you, Bridget, for joining us. Bill. This is the second year we've worked together, and we talk a lot of different kinds of music, different kinds of software, different kinds of business and performance, and we talk about that all week, so we're not going to talk about that now. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
And I want to know what Enchanted Hills means to you on a personal level in your core. Where are you at?
Yeah, well, I think it's a bonding thing, you know. You bond with like-minded people. You get a certain energy boost. Bonding with musicians like you and the guys in the jam band. Bonding with a guy like Tony Fletcher. You know, kind of uniting my energy for what I do with Dancing Dots, what I do with my family, with this whole idea of just loving life, being as independent as we can be, being interdependent and realizing we need each other. And for me, bringing my girls out here has just been so extra cool because they get to see a side of me that they don't often see, because I'm working and they're doing their school or whatever they're doing, but we get to kind of work together. And it was really fun this year because on their own, they each decided to be blind for a few hours and put on a blindfold and kind of... And I gave Bridget a mobility lesson. It was very different stuff than what we do at home.
Very bonding, yeah. I can see how that would. I mean, that's what we do with our campers and our staff during orientation, is to try to get people aware of their surroundings and what's going on here at camp. So that's brave of your daughters to do that. And also very cool that you have the opportunity to do that with them. Yeah. Tell us about your year four experience. How did you feel about this year? I've already talked with some of the campers about the Redwood Grove performance, which they all felt was delightful. A great way to finish up here at Enchanted Hills Camp before you go to the city now with some of the campers. Tell us what your year four experience has been like thus far.
You know, each year has been different because the people are different. And what I love about each time is just coming and trying to figure out who's who, how to make each person really shine to do what they do best. And then to see the group kind of gel. It's a very intense experience. Happens over just a few days. We get here Monday evening, and campers are here. And Sunday morning, here we are pulling out. I felt things went really well. I felt this group had a lot of different talents to offer. Some were really strong Braille music users. Some were really good readers. Some were just real intuitive listeners and players. And it all kind of came together. We pulled it off.
Yeah, it's amazing that we have so many variant styles and capacities of music and music thought processes, and how we're able to bring those all together based on a great program that you run, I might add, Bill.
Thank you.
How was the setup this year? Were the computers more effective in the same room, or was it better in the computer lab?
I really liked taking the computers out into the main space of the Kiva because we had a little more physical space. And we had a somewhat smaller group, so we were able to buddy people up. And I think that was also part of getting back to the idea of connections and bonding, people working together, literally helping each other out.
Good. I'd like to put you on the spot a little bit to find out what we did right in our improvements from last year, and what we can take from this year to improve on for next year. So that was one of the questions I had for you. It turned into quite a comfortable space with kind of the instruments and the computers, and people were able to kind of be in the same space. It felt a little better. We kind of made it our office.
It felt better to me personally, and I think to everyone. The newcomers didn't have anything to compare it to, but last year we were in a much more confined space.
Yes, it was a little more difficult last year, I think. With that. So we are making improvements as we go here, Bill, right?
Making improvements. We'll be checking in through the year. Yep. And Tony and I get on the phone a lot throughout the year. One thing I'd like to see, if we can find some fundraising resources and maybe get some Macintosh computers in so we can give campers a taste of audio production.
I would even say that nowadays, Even iPhones and iPads, you can download GarageBand, which is completely accessible and kind of simplify the process, which is, you know, kind of how I operate. I like to keep it simple because I like to focus on my musicianship, so I'm all about just getting the idea down sometimes. Yeah. And offering a couple of different options. But with that being said, I want you to do to let people know what you do at this point in the podcast and give your information now, because you have been a innovator in accessible music and programs. So why don't you go ahead and do a shout out to what you do and to anybody else that's listening here on Everything EHC?
Yeah, cool. Well, if you want to know more about what I do, I started a company called Dancing Dots actually 25 years ago next month. Dancing Dots is the company that helps you read your music, write your music down, record your music in as independently and accessibly as possible. You can produce it in Braille music, large print music, even what we call a talking score. We have various solutions for audio production, but the idea is that as a blind musician, I wanted to start something that would help blind musicians. And over the last 25 years, we've connected with blind musicians in over 50 countries that use our software. I think I've been to 20 some of them, and it's talk about blessings. It's been a great way to connect with people, again, like-minded people who want to make music, be creative, and do it as accessibly and independently as they can.
Nice. Well, I appreciate not only what you have done for the visually impaired and blind community as regards music and your contribution to all of that. But I also appreciate you as a person and a friend, and it's great spending a week with you and helping you out in any capacity. I go from the enrichment area leader right into, you know, sound guy, helper extraordinaire, and it's actually a little bit easier for me. The process is more musically, and I always look forward to that transformation into that headspace when you come here, and I look forward to that every year. With our campers, thank you so much for being a great director of this camp, and just, you know, doing what you do, Bill. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Maceo. It's certainly a pleasure to work with you musically and logistically, and I'll look forward to next year. Let me
absolutely
shake your hand.
Yeah, we're shaking hands here on everything EHC. Thank you very much,
podcast
Bill.
Handshake.
That's it. That's what we do here. Thank you, Bridget, for joining us as well. We look forward to having you back, and we'll definitely keep in touch. A lot of music going to come out here on Maceo.net, where you're listening to everything EHC as regards performances. There are definitely going to be some videos, because there was some professional video shot last night of the Redwood Grove performances. We're definitely going to feature some highlights of that, featuring our campers and Bill McCann and everybody who was a part of the Music Academy. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much to all the Music Academy folks as we come to an end here. At regular Lighthouse programming here at Enchanted Hills Camp. Thanks again to Bill and Bridget and Kate and Teresa and Roberto and all the people who came to make this camp possible. You've been listening to Everything EHC. Thanks for listening. I got a few more coming up, so keep on listening. Thank you for joining us, and have a great day.